Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Effectively Describe Time Management in Remote Settings. As an experienced IELTS examiner and English language instructor, I'm here to guide you through tackling one of the most relevant topics in today's IELTS speaking test: describing effective time management in remote settings. This topic has gained significant traction in recent years due to the global shift towards remote work and learning. Let's dive into how you can ace this question and boost your IELTS speaking score. Part 1: Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about time management and remote work. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q: Do you think time management is important? Why? Sample answer, Band 7-8. Absolutely. I believe time management is crucial in both personal and professional life. Effective time management allows us to prioritize tasks, meet deadlines, and maintain a healthy work-life balance. It's particularly important in today's fast-paced world, where we're often juggling multiple responsibilities. Q: How has remote work affected your daily routine? Sample answer, Band 8-9. Remote work has significantly transformed my daily routine. It has necessitated a more disciplined approach to time management. I've had to establish clear boundaries between work and personal time, create a dedicated workspace, and implement strategies to maintain focus and productivity without the structure of a traditional office environment. Part 2: Long Term. Here's a cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you had to manage your time effectively in a remote setting. You should say what the situation was, how you managed your time, what challenges you faced, and explain the outcome of your time management efforts. Sample answer, Band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to manage my time effectively while working remotely. This happened last year when I was assigned a crucial project with a tight deadline. The situation was challenging because I had to collaborate with team members in different time zones while working from home. To manage my time, I created a detailed schedule that included specific time blocks for different tasks. I also used a digital calendar to keep track of meetings and deadlines. One of the main challenges I faced was avoiding distractions at home. It was tempting to do household chores or take longer breaks. To overcome this, I set up a dedicated workspace and used the Pomodoro technique to stay focused. As a result of my time management efforts, I was able to complete the project on time and receive positive feedback from my manager. This experience taught me the importance of self-discipline and effective planning in remote work settings. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to describe an instance where I had to exercise meticulous time management in a remote setting. This occurred during the height of the pandemic, when I was tasked with spearheading a cross-functional project with an exceptionally tight turnaround. The situation was particularly demanding as it required seamless coordination with team members scattered across various time zones, all while adapting to the nuances of remote work. To optimize my time management, I implemented a multifaceted approach. Firstly, I utilized project management software to create a comprehensive timeline with clearly defined milestones. I also employed the time blocking method, allocating specific periods for deep work, collaborative sessions, and necessary breaks. The primary challenge I encountered was maintaining peak productivity in a home environment rife with potential distractions. To mitigate this, I established a designated workspace and adhered to a strict routine that mimicked my office schedule. I also leveraged productivity techniques such as the Eisenhower Matrix for task prioritization and the 2-minute rule for handling quick tasks efficiently. The outcome of my rigorous time management strategy was remarkably positive. Not only did we deliver the project ahead of schedule, but the quality of work exceeded stakeholder expectations. This experience reinforced the critical importance of adaptability and strategic time allocation in remote work scenarios, skills that have proven invaluable in my subsequent professional endeavors. Follow-up questions. How did technology help you manage your time in this situation? What skills do you think are essential for effective time management in remote settings? Sample answer for question 1, Band 8-9. Technology played a pivotal role in enhancing my time management capabilities. I leveraged various digital tools to streamline my workflow. For instance, I used time tracking software to monitor my productivity and identify areas for improvement. Project management platforms like Trello helped me visualize my tasks and track progress in real time. Additionally, I utilized communication tools such as Slack for instant collaboration, which significantly reduced the time spent on back and forth emails. Sample answer for question 2, band 8-9. In my experience, several skills are indispensable for effective time management in remote settings. Self-discipline is paramount, as it enables one to adhere to schedules and resist distractions. Prioritization skills are crucial for identifying high-impact tasks and allocating time accordingly. Adaptability is essential, as remote work often presents unexpected challenges. Lastly, strong communication skills are vital for coordinating with team members, setting clear expectations, and avoiding misunderstandings that could lead to time wastage. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to time management and remote work. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think remote work has changed the way people manage their time? Sample answer, band 7-8. Remote work has undoubtedly revolutionized time management practices. It has blurred the lines between work and personal life, requiring individuals to be more intentional about setting boundaries. People now have greater flexibility in structuring their day, which can lead to increased productivity if managed well. However, it also presents challenges such as avoiding overwork and maintaining a healthy work-life balance. Sample answer, band 8-9. The shift to remote work has precipitated a paradigm shift in time management approaches. It has necessitated a more autonomous and self-directed approach to organizing one's workday. This newfound flexibility has empowered individuals to align their work hours with their peak productivity periods, potentially leading to enhanced efficiency. However, it has also underscored the importance of self-regulation and boundary setting to prevent work from encroaching on personal time. Moreover, the asynchronous nature of remote work has compelled professionals to become more adept at prioritizing tasks and managing their energy levels throughout the day, rather than merely focusing on clock time. Q. Do you think the ability to manage time effectively is more important now than in the past? Why or why not? Sample answer, band 7-8. I believe effective time management has become increasingly crucial in today's world. The rapid pace of technological advancement and the constant influx of information have made it more challenging to stay focused and productive. Additionally, the rise of remote and flexible work arrangements has placed greater responsibility on individuals to manage their own time efficiently. Sample answer, band 8-9. I would argue that the ability to manage time effectively has become exponentially more critical in our contemporary society. This heightened importance can be attributed to several factors. Firstly, the digital revolution has ushered in an era of unprecedented connectivity and information overload, necessitating superior skills in filtering, prioritizing, and processing data efficiently. Secondly, the evolving nature of work, characterized by increased autonomy and result-oriented performance metrics, has shifted the onus of time management squarely onto the individual. Furthermore, the blending of professional and personal spheres, exacerbated by remote work trends, demands a more nuanced and sophisticated approach to time allocation. In essence, effective time management has transcended from being merely a productivity tool to becoming a fundamental life skill essential for navigating the complexities of modern existence. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Meticulous planning, metic planning, adjective noun, very careful and precise planning. Example, meticulous planning was crucial for the success of our remote project. To prioritize, poritize, verb, to arrange items or tasks in order of importance. Example, I learned to prioritize my tasks effectively when working from home. Time blocking, time and noun, a time management method that divides your day into blocks of time. Example, time blocking helped me allocate specific hours for different tasks. To streamline, to make a system or organization more efficient and effective. Example, we streamlined our communication process to save time in virtual meetings. Self-discipline, noun, the ability to control one's feelings and overcome weaknesses. Example, working remotely requires a high level of self-discipline to stay focused. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing time management in remote settings, practice speaking about your personal experiences with time management and remote work. Develop a range of vocabulary related to productivity, technology, and work environments. Be prepared to discuss both the advantages and challenges of remote work and effective time management. Use specific examples to illustrate your points and demonstrate your ability to analyze complex situations. Practice linking your ideas coherently and speaking fluently for extended periods. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clarity, fluency, and depth in your responses. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.